invitation to join you to celebrate your Thanksgiving and mini harvest. It is always good that we thank our God and Maker for his many blessings and mercies towards us. Indeed, I'm also glad to celebrate with sisters with such a strong conviction to serve the Lord through service to mankind. In Matthew 25, verses 34 to 36, Jesus gave us a picture of the admission criteria into heaven. And I quote, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.'" This is one scripture that clearly gives us what Christ requires of us as children of God. We are to extend a helping hand to those who need us. Indeed, it is good to pray. Jesus himself said, "Men ought to pray and not faint." And as women, we know how to fight our battles on our knees. It is good to go to church. The Bible admonishes us not to forsake the gathering of the brethren. It is good to fast. Jesus made it clear that some challenges and burdens can become overcome only through fasting and praying. All these Christian activities are important. Nevertheless, Jesus wants us to be our brother's keeper. So in taking care of the vulnerable in society, the Accra Reach Church Manor Chapel Women's Fellowship has chosen well. You have kept faith with the greatest commandment to love the Lord, our God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. I truly commend you for your work to help those in need. I note your donations to the Lekma Hospital, Autistic Center, and orphanages. I also commend you for your evangelism drive. You are truly laying up treasures in heaven. Every group that pays attention to and mentors future generations will exist for a long time. I am therefore impressed that the group attracts younger women who will no doubt carry the torch of the fellowship. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 says, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." Beloved sisters, let us continue to love God and to love one another. God bless us all. Thank you very much.